Innocence, this is Aratima. What is innocence and is it important? Innocence is an absence of mind, of reasoning, and literally cannot exist side by side with a made-up structure of identity. When we look at little children playing, when we look at animals, little pets, and look into their eyes, there's a complete self-forgetfulness. There's innocence. We can see that there is no manipulation. There is no looking for something that will consolidate again in some form. We're really speaking here about something very, very young, very innocent. Of course, children, they very quickly learn how to manipulate and never copy the parents and the environments, modus operandi. Now, why is innocence so important? In the awakening path, we want to be empty of ego in the sense of an artificial construct that obliterates the shine, the light that you are, the divinity that you are. You want to be straight and clear and all put together, no fragmentation. No fragmentation through being a mind, being an identity of the mind, being a structure of the mind. And very, very young children, they can't do that yet. Their mind hasn't really turned on to be functioning in that way. So innocence is an incredible currency. Unfortunately, it is not really valued at all in our society, in the world, and it's actually quite rare. So if you can sense your innocence and work towards innocence, that's the most profound and powerful currency you have. Very rarely people really truly enjoy another person simply because they can connect with that person. True connection happens when there's innocence. There cannot be a real connection between humans and other people in general if there is ego there, if there is something that is measuring. The identity that is filtered and comes through the mind is always about measuring and weighing, because mind is, that's what mind does. It's structured that way. It's its function to compare, to weigh, to measure, to count. Innocence doesn't have that function. It is something from the heart that is part of love, or it makes love happen. Without innocence, really, love cannot come into existence. Innocence will also look at you without judgment, and it's something that you also crave and are looking for in other people. If the whole world looked at you with innocent eyes, you would not have a sense of guilt, of shame, of shortcomings, of not being good enough, may that be in your behaviors or in your body form or whatever else is going on with you in all your expressions. So it's something that you also look for, but have already turned off because the world doesn't function like that. We do become so conditioned, or have become so conditioned, to be around people in a way that actually veils our innocence. The more you wake up and the more you are true to yourself, you will become really more innocent. And people won't understand that. People will look at you like it's kind of weird sometimes, because maybe your rhythm of being with them, how your energy vibrates, is kind of different. It can make them sometimes uncomfortable, and also maybe sometimes people can be quite aggressive as well. But your innocence is not weak. Your innocence is something that is more closer to neutrality, so you can also be standing in your light, in what you are, while other people might have a little bit of a problem with your innocence. They might shy away from you because it makes them feel very raw. It makes them aware of their judgments. And some people do like to project them out if they're very, very unconscious. So to work towards more innocence is the most powerful thing you can do, because innocence is what makes you come very close to the Creator. It makes you go home, because you are coming with nothing. You're coming with your raw isness, and that is needed in order to essentially merge with the Creator. or at least come close in relation into a pure, true relationship with the Creator, which makes you feel safe, taken care of, and fulfilled in the sense that life really makes sense, although nobody can really explain what that is, but you will know inside of yourself that somehow life makes sense, although there is no conversation about it. Because your innocence keeps you in touch, in intimate touch with nature. That also includes animals. We do have the fairy tale of Snow White, and maybe there are some others where animals come very close to her and nobody fears her. Because animals sense innocence. They are innocent themselves. And they will recognize you as pure nature and not something that is outside their kingdom. It's something different that they cannot understand. So as a continuation to our nature module, we're going to become more conscious now and bring into awareness the function of innocence itself. And if you can actually recognize it within yourself when you are innocent and when you're not. When you're in your core, you are usually in a very innocent state, but you can actually take that deeper and become even more pure, which means absence of anything that is habitual, where you are still able to remain in your core, but there's something still, like some tendencies or inclinations that arise that are usually the ones that pull you out of the core. If you can become more conscious of those and rest more in that sweet innocence that you already are and value that. When we value something and we are striving or we bring our attention to it a little bit more, then we are assisted, we're being assisted in growing that part and strengthening that part. So becoming stronger and resting more in innocence, coming from innocence in your actions and when you interact with others. That doesn't mean that you are not intelligent or smart. You might have a tremendous amount of knowledge and you know things. And you are tuned in, though, when you relate to others in a way that does not create a karmic effect, that doesn't put them down or elevate them up. You know, the whole game of playing the victim, the tyrant, the smart person, the dumb person. So innocence has nothing to do with stupidity or dumbness. It has something to do with not climbing into the mind and looking for a gain, for a measuring. Yeah. And because innocence, we think of the beings that are innocent right now, they can't do math. These are tiny, tiny children and animals and trees and butterflies. And so we don't have really much value for that because it has very little to do with money as well, which can be counted. So being very innocent and resting in that nature, yet going about life as much as it's necessary for your survival, can include innocence. So connecting with others just purely for the reason of connecting, for the reason of loving them. And it's not fake, it doesn't come from the ego, but just watch yourself. Why do you actually meet with others? Why do you do what you do? What is your motive there? What drives you? And begin to weed out more and more of these things so that you're left with an intimate sense of yourself that is just what it is and isn't really looking for anything because it is already life itself. Nothing needs to be added to it. So it's a very subtle work of honesty, a real deep honesty of heart that is extremely powerful and is really the currency that takes you all the way home.